After the Secretary of State debate between Democrat Adrian Fontes and Republican Mark Fincham, Chuck Todd of Meet the Press asked me an if Fincham wins,
can we be confident in what the certified count's going to be in 2024?
I know Fincham supporters are thinking Chuck Todd's asking that because he's a Washington liberal. Others may think that if is questioning Fincham's experience in handling elections, at least relative to Fontes, who oversaw elections when he was county recorder. But I think many voters are asking the if that Chuck posed on their behalf because Fincham still believes the 2020 election was stolen in Arizona and won't acknowledge that all the conspiracies offered up as proof were shot down by logical, sane people, including many fellow Republicans, like Stephen Richer, who, after beating Fontes to become Maricopa County Recorder, has had the ability to review the results like nobody else. Yet Fincham still hangs his hat, his quite large cowboy hat that he bought after moving here from Kalamazoo, on the stolen election narrative.
Over 140,000 ballot images don't have an audit head stamp. How did that happen?
I don't know, but Garrett Archer, the former election data analyst for Republican Secretary of State Michelle Reagan, said he doesn't know what an audit head stamp is on a ballot because he's never heard of one. And Fincham says he wouldn't have certified the 2020 election results in Maricopa and Yuma counties because he said they were irredeemably compromised. Why?
In Yuma County, ballot harvesting and votes. I mean, we've got people who were indicted for the very thing that we're talking about right now. Who pled guilty?
Two people pleaded guilty in ballot harvesting in Yuma County in the 2020 primary. Yet that's grounds in Fincham's mind to throw out the whole general election for the whole county. So yeah, it might go beyond crazy candidate chatter about the last election that concerns voters about Mark Fincham's overseeing the 2024 election in Arizona, because it doesn't sound like he knows much about elections at all. And I would include winning an election debate in that category.